Well done. We're playing games with chefs Carla Hall and Nancy Fuller. Are you ready for one last game?
Yes.
So this game honors some of the busiest food manufacturers in the world, honeybees. And to help ask you the questions, we have a very special guest, a real-life honeybee named Dronathan Buzton. Hello, Dronathan.
Hello. Hello, Nancy. Hello, Carla.
Hello,
Hello.
Jonathan.
I'm happy to be here. But I have a hard out in about 10 minutes because I gotta get back to doing bee stuff, so.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
Yeah,
All
let's get
right.
to
So you're gonna be working back and forth with this one.
Okay.
Jonathan, go ahead.
Okay. This one's for Carla. Carla, the job market in the honeybee world is absolutely buzzing. And you could honeycomb through the e-listings. Do you see what I did there? For
I
hours.
see what you did there.
Nectar foraging, hive building, wax making, all sorts of jobs. What's the only qualification to get these gigs?
Is it you must A, be 1 month or older, B, you must be female, or C, you have to be a go-getter honey wizard with a rock star sense of humor?
I think about the queen bee being female, but are the drones female too?
No, the worker bees are all female.
Okay,
The
so
answer is
that.
B.
That's right. Male bees, all drones, and their only purpose is to mate with the queen. Lazy. The worker bees are all female.
I mean,
Oh.
correct.
I would love to have a job, but I'm not allowed to because I'm male, so.
I've heard this excuse before.
Yeah. All right, Nancy. According to the University of Arkansas, what percent of fruit, vegetable, and seed crops in the United States require honeybees for pollination?
Is it A, 50%, B, 25%, or C, 80%?
B.
80%. Wow. And you were quick to that. You know that. The answer is C.
Yeah. All right, Carla. I was on Bumble the other day, and I told this absolute queen that I would never forget her smile. Well, she told me to buzz off, which really stung. So, besides a beautiful smile, what else can bees recognize and remember?
Do bees recognize and remember A, traffic signs, B, their favorite dialogue in B movie, or C, individual human faces?
What? They are really smart.
They are super smart.
They are super
You want me
smart.
to tell you the answer, Carla?
Of course, Nancy, if you know it, come on.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
See?
See individual human faces?
Correct.
That is correct. How
Yeah,
did you
that's
know
right.
that?
Because I read about the bees.
Oh, all right.
Nancy's an old friend. Nancy is a friend to all bees. I'm here to tell you.
I phoned a friend in Nancy.
Yeah, so this study was by a scientist in Cambridge. It involved pictures of human faces, and one of them was covered in a sugar solution. Smart. But when the scientist took the sugar away, the bee still flew to the same person's face. And truly, it is unclear whether they think human faces are human faces or just really weird flowers.
Nancy, this is the last question. Bees are, of course, famously busy, but being a bee isn't always the bee's knees. How much honey can the average honeybee make in its lifetime, its whole life?
Is it A, 2 tablespoons, B, 1/12 of a teaspoon, or C, you know what? A bee's worth is not determined by its honey's output.
It takes 12 bees to make 1 teaspoon of honey.
Yeah, so that's B.
Carla, you were dancing through this question. You definitely felt connected to it. Please explain.
I was because that's the only thing that I really know about bees. It makes me really appreciate honey and all the work that went into it.
Yeah. Carla, I'm very glad to hear you appreciating us because it is, I mean, it's a lot of work to make honey, and I feel like people don't get how difficult it is. You spend your whole life, you get a 12th of a teaspoon. What's it worth? You know, but to hear you say how much it means to you, that means a lot to us.
Dronathan, I see you and I appreciate
Thank
you.
you. Oh, thank you, Carla. I see you too, and I recognize your face also.
Okay, everyone, just take a moment and just remember that Dronathan doesn't have to do any of the work. Okay, just remember that
No,
before we
I'm
all get
saying
all thank you.
for other bees who are making the honey, I feel bad for them.
Don't take the credit of the females, okay?
No, but
I've had enough of this.
As a species.
Okay.
As a species.
Carla, Nancy, Ofira, what a pleasure it has been hanging out in such a B-positive situation.
Oh, yes.
I really do appreciate your time and attention to us bees, so thank you very much. And thanks
anytime.
For having pleasure. Me on the show, Ofira.
Pleasure.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, you both did fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Carla Hall wrote the cookbook, Carla Hall's Soul Food, Every Day and Celebration, and the upcoming children's book, Carla and the Christmas Cornbread. Nancy Fuller's book is Farmhouse Rules, named after her show on Food Network, where you can catch them both. Coming up, I'll talk to Bake Off winner Nadia Hussein, and she'll tell us what to do with those emoji-shaped birthday candles we all have lying around. I'm Ofira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.